Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
All three of our readings would have us reflect on the breadth of God's desire to save all people. Isaiah foresees the day when foreigners will join the Jewish people in worshiping on Mount Zion and praying with them in the temple. Jesus, in today's gospel, cures the daughter of a pagan woman, one of those Gentiles that Isaiah spoke of. Jesus points out that her faith has united her with the Jewish people. Paul ascribes this breadth to the various workings of the Holy Spirit. We as the church are called to deal with this complexity, how our call as Christians is somehow meant to reach as well to the Jewish people, but also to the Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus and many others, and even those of no faith at all. The church sees that there are many good things in these other religions. There is a lot of goodness and truth, presumably all the working of that very Holy Spirit. And we value truth wherever it can be found because Jesus is the truth. Yet at the same time, because they do not recognize Jesus, they also contain a lot of errors which can lead them astray and away from the true God. That is why the church seeks to bring all men and women into her membership, where the Holy Spirit guides us to the fullness of the light of God. Jesus is the way to salvation, and the church, his body, is necessary for one to receive that salvation. This imposes a solemn duty on the church to go forth and bring the good news of Jesus to all men and women. The church must invite all peoples into the community of love begun by Jesus. Just as God wants all people to be saved, so the church must have this very same desire. And since Jesus showed us the way of preaching, that is, by his life of love and poverty and service, so must that be the life of the church if people are to take the church seriously. The church must do this by respecting others, since there is goodness and truth in the many other religions on this earth, but also by showing the truth of Jesus Christ, so that the errors in the other religions may not lead people astray from salvation. That can be, as you can guess, quite a balancing act. My sisters and brothers, this is not a task just for the church out there. It is our task as well. Is there a family member or a close neighbor who has not been invited into the church? One of the great tasks of a future deacon is to learn how to help the parish be an inviting community which is open to new members. Invite someone to seek salvation where it can be found with certainty. Also, let us all acknowledge that our very behavior is the best ambassador we have for calling many to the Lord Jesus Christ. And above all, we are to pray for the salvation of all. So, dear brothers and sons, these words are now addressed to you who have already begun your formation, a formation which is helping you to conform your lives to the gospel and to live out the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. You have now arrived at a moment when you are to express openly your desire to be bound in the diaconate to the service of God, the church, and the world. Your desire is a great blessing and a source of joy for all of us. Cultivate your vocation, and we will assist you with our love and our prayer. Learn well how to invite and welcome all to come to the salvation offered us in Jesus Christ. Therefore, when you are called by name, come forward and declare your intention before the church assembled here.